Okay. So let's try it like this.
I can hear you really well.
I can hear you. Say more words.
More words.
Fucking welcome to Antisocial Engineering, everybody. I'm Riley.
I'm Jeff.
And we are back today for another brand new episode of this podcast we do. And
what was it called again?
Antisocial Engineering.
Awesome.
Did you know no one listens to this podcast?
You know? What are you going to do? There's 19 people that listen to it.
We did a poll last week, and we got 4 responses, and one of them was me.
No, I thought you said there was 5, because there was me, yeah, and you, right, and 3 other people.
Okay, so there were 5, and one of them was me, one of them was you.
Yeah.
3 people voted.
3.
Due to those 3 people's votes, though, I'm now the winner of last week's episodes.
But did you actually look to see what they voted for on the Game of Thrones?
Yeah, no, I won the Game of Thrones.
What? That was bullshit.
Ryan and I won the Game of Thrones,
people
and we also won the DC.
People didn't actually listen to the argument.
Sore loser?
No, actually, I don't actually care, because since we're casting that shit out anyway, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, we're not gonna be doing polls anymore because fuck that, right?
Plus it allows us not to have to wait around to do a podcast.
Yeah,
we just do it whenever we want.
We planned on recording a podcast the same day we released the last podcast, which was Friday,
which doesn't work
because we had to wait for votes that didn't come in.
But that's okay. We're just gonna, you know, bitch and moan at each other, and we're just gonna talk about shit. We're just two normal dudes. We're going to go on another little rant of mine about...
We have a new segment, and it's called...
Why I Should Divorce My Wife.
Well, yeah, we'll work on that. I think it should be, like, why Jeff is divorcing his wife this week.
Why I almost divorced my wife.
So why Jeff almost divorced... It can't be why I, because then I can't talk about it.
Yeah, but you can say why you.
Okay.
Because if I say why Jeff is almost divorced his wife, it sounds stupid.
Yeah, but...
I got, that's fine, whatever. Why Jeff almost divorced his wife.
Good, see, I won that fight. I'm the master debater here.
That's fine. Anyways...
Today's episode was from last night. Today's episode of Why Jeff Almost Divorced His Wife.
Yes, it was. She is, you know, a good wife and makes dinner once I get home from work. And this week she decided to make some random Asian noodle dish.
Nothing about it was Asian.
And we get up to the table, and it's just noodles, cabbage, and fucking cucumbers. Now, anybody out there listening who knows me at all knows that I despise cucumbers. It's the most disgusting food on the planet. I hate it more than anything else.
So, my problem with the dish wasn't the cucumbers. My problem was the title, Asian dish. That's all she called it. That's all she told me it was. I was like, oh, what you making? She's like, oh, Asian dish. I'm like, oh, cool. I'm expecting, like, chicken or...
Or even just fried rice.
Anything other than... Like, so what we got instead were Italian noodles. They were spaghetti noodles that were buttered, so...
They weren't spaghetti noodles. What she said they? She got them in the Asian aisle. They're called soda noodles. I don't know.
Well, soda noodles are still not, like, egg noodles. Like, that's what you'd expect with an Asian dish.
No.
No?
I expected rice.
Well, yeah.
That's all I expect from Asians.
Okay. Well, offensive. To the Asian in the room. I'm a personal fan of ramen noodles, obviously.
Because you're 19.
They're amazing. I don't know why.
Because you're 19.
Well, you don't like ramen noodles anymore?
No.
What, you grow out of them?
Yes.
Fucking kill me first.
After a while, you start to eat real food because you have money to buy real food.
What if you put ramen noodles with those? Okay, are you telling me a good pack of ramen noodles wouldn't have changed last night's dinner and made it a little more edible?
What, the chicken bouillon that they put in it?
Yeah.
No, probably not.
No?
I don't think chicken bouillon and balsamic vinaigrette, cucumbers, and cabbage makes a dish.
Well, why the fuck would anyone put balsamic vinaigrette, cucumbers, and cabbage in a dish?
That's what I asked for. I don't know. I don't know, but all I know is that cucumbers are just terrible. And my wife is looking at me like I'm an asshole because I'm flicking cucumbers off of my plate. Are you really not going to eat any cucumbers? I'm like, no, I'm not going to eat any cucumbers because I hate cucumbers more than anything on this freaking world. So I just kept flicking cucumbers off of my plate. And the noodles weren't bad. They weren't bad at all. But in between those noodles, there was giant chunks of red cabbage, which is also not very good. So essentially, she's just trying to poison us.
It's definitely a bunch of foods that I think go with other foods, but...
Cabbage?
You could put cabbage with, like...
What?
You need meat.
Anything
what
edible.
What are we, vegan?
Name something edible. I'm not a vegan. I'm a carnivore.
Exactly. The problem with the dish was that there wasn't any bacon in it, right?
But I've had
like
friends...
Like, when she made discount carbonara the other day, and she still put bacon in it, like, that was the best part of the meal, was that it had bacon.
That was good, though. I like that.
I didn't like it that much. But it was okay. I mean, the bacon...
I'm not a huge fan of kale. That was gross.
Yeah, what is...
But
why does
that even exist?
What is kale for?
A poison. I don't know. It's the Black Death. It's bubonic plague in a bag.
Last night, we basically ate the balsamic plague, if you know what I mean.
Anyway, I go into my rants and raves about how my wife is trying to poison me and doesn't want me to eat real food because she puts this disgusting shit in front of me. We ate it. I had to be a good husband, and I did it. But let me tell you, I almost left her. Nobody puts cucumbers in my food. Shit is gross.
She won't soon hear the end of that one.
Nope. I never let anything go, just so everybody knows.
Never.
And it's not that I'm actually giving you shit about it on a constant basis. It's that I'm playfully giving you shit about it on a constant basis.
Yeah, is that...
Every time I give people shit, it's just like...
It's a sign that you like them.
Yeah.
You don't give shit to people you don't like.
That's true. I don't. If I don't like you, I just don't talk to you. I'm not social enough to give a fuck what you think, so I'm just never talk to you.
But see, the problem with that, especially today, in our customer service job, is that sometimes...
You've already mentioned the fact that I run a sandwich shop.
Yeah. Well, I let you dictate that kind of thing because, you know, you're the one who has consequences. I could say the name of the thing, doing, and I could just bitch about it.
I am a owner / operator / general manager of a major fast food sandwich chain. That's all it has to be. It's just a sandwich chain.
Okay.
Any whoozin'.
About the sandwich chain.
First of all.
What are we going to call? We need to call it something on the show.
So this lady comes through drive-thru and orders $100 worth of food. And you just don't do that through a drive-thru. It's one of the things that pisses me off about people. I think everybody should have a fucking customer service job. Work in a food chain for 1 month out of their life so they understand how shitty it is to work in customer service. Because people are fucking pricks. Every freaking day, I get someone who comes in and talks down to me because I work in a food chain, and I'm a pretty big dude, and I'll smash your fucking face if you talk down to me like I'm some chump bitch.
You're also not just a fucking employee at a sandwich shop. You're an operator.
Nobody fucking cares
that. Nobody knows that. You make more money than most of the people that come in and give and talk down to you like you're a fucking child.
Nobody cares about who the owner-operator is. Nobody cares about who the general manager is. Nobody cares that running a fast food restaurant is one of the most stressful jobs.
Suicide rates are
in the world
off the chains.
Like, people
turnover rate is insane.
Yeah, so you constantly deal with a revolving door of employees. People never want to work because they think they don't have to because it's a bunch of fucking teenagers who think that they're too good for this job. And it's like, motherfucker, this is opportunity at its best. You come into every job and you work hard at every job and you become great. But if you come into a job, anyway, that's beside the point. But people need to understand that we're just like them. We're just making a living. We're just living our lives. But when you come in and fucking talk down to everyone...
I dare say it's more important than they are. I mean, okay, you gotta think about, are they gonna be going to their job every day doing their best if they can't eat their stupid sandwiches and shovel their greasy fat food down their big fat gullets?
and then bitch and complain because...
They need us. They need us more than we need them.
There's a fucking onion on your sandwich?
Yeah. Well, and that's not even the thing. Like, sometimes it's, like, making zero mistake at all. Customer will come in, or a customer will come through the drive-thru, and they'll tell me exactly what they want, and I will type into the machine exactly what they want. And then, because of the nature of our business, we'll be done with the meal already, and we'll be ready to give it to them, right? And it's just, oh, can you add onions to that? It's like, oh, that's what the fucking, that's what the ordering
part. Or the people that order at the register.
Who just drive.
And then come down the line.
Down the line, yeah.
Oh, can I get this?
It's not Subway.
That's not how this fucking works.
Not everywhere is Subway.
You know what I think we should call our store?
What?
So that way we don't have to keep saying our jobs.
Yeah.
The Works.
The Works? It's a good name. It's a good name. So we're at The Works every day, and we have to deal with these people every fucking day, man. And it's not just customers. It's definitely some of the employees, too. Fucking, I'm pretty close to the internal workings at The Works, so I get to field, you know, applications. I read those, too. Like, I see them. You talk to me about employees all the time. Like, it's just like we have that, you know, I'm there all the time. I know what's going on, too. You know?
Yeah.
And it's like a lot of the people who apply either A, don't speak English, and they're native speakers, but they don't
talk.
Or they're high schoolers with no stock in their quality of work. Like, they don't care at all. It's a terrible way to look at life
because as you get older, you start to realize how every job is fucking important. So, you know, I have a lot of fuck-ups on my resume that I just don't put on my resume.
Yeah.
Because nobody wants to see that. Oh, they want to see who I was when I actually started to become someone.
I've had 16 jobs. How many did I put on my resume for The Works?
Two.
Two. Yeah. And one of them was
the job that you were before I came.
One of them was that job, yeah.
Yeah.
Before you took over there. Because that was my work experience that I was okay with or proud of, you know?
Yeah.
The rest of it was me fucking around, being a douchey teenager without any ambition or drive.
Yeah, and I did it too. I was a terrible, terrible employee. I mean, I worked from the time that I was 13 until I was about 18. I think it was right after I turned 18 that I lost my job and had to focus on school because I hate doing homework, so I just never did it. And it got me into a lot of trouble. So
what happened?
I got out of high school, and I worked in a call center, and it was fucking terrible, and I was just the biggest piece of shit in the world. The whole reason... I worked there for 11, 12 months, but the only reason that I stayed with that job for so long is because there was this loophole that they kept changing the rules of attendance, so I would go back to square one on their attendance chart, and nobody would be the wiser of how many days I'd fucking missed.
That's amazing.
They did it 7 or 8 times. In the 11 months that I was there.
Sort of like that one guy who worked at a lab, and he went in every day and would clock in and then leave.
Yeah, the guy. Yeah, right? Yeah, because he that worked guy. In the back and nobody ever saw him.
Yeah, because nobody ever saw him. So it started with him just listening to music, but slowly he, like, stopped even being there.
Yeah, he would just clock in, leave, and then come there. Back later.
To clock out.
I wish that was a possibility sometimes, but, you know, you start to, as you get older and you find your niche and you find this career that you want to be in, you start to realize that maybe your resume is a good thing because, you know, I had to apply to be a general manager at the very beginning and basically prove my credentials to do it. And then I had to apply to be an owner operator and basically prove my credentials to do it. And with every business that we start to open to expand, I have to send them my resume. And it's huge. You don't realize how big your resume is and how much you should essentially be working your resume on a constant basis.
Until you're 36 with 2 kids and you don't have a resume, like...
No, you still have a resume.
You have a resume, but you have, like, a shit work experience and... like, you know, you never realize how big of an impact it's going to make on your life until it's too late to ever get a good job.
Yeah.
Because there's people that, like, unfortunately to say, are, like, 40 and work at McDonald's, and that's...
Yeah, everybody always gives me shit about putting Eagle Scout on my resume. Endless amounts of shit for it. But it works. People, oh, are you an Eagle Scout?
People are like, oh, yeah, Scout's Honor?
And what's funny is I was terrible at that, too. I barely got that shit. I was really big into Scouts when I was a kid, and I was up to the first class rank, which is right before the Eagle Scout. By the time I was 13, I got my Eagle Scout 3 days before I turned 18. Because all I had to do was a project to get it. And I was like, nah, I'm not doing
that. Between 13 and 18?
Yeah.
One project.
One project. You just project.
Didn't think
I just kept
it.
Blowing off. Just I was like, care. Nah, I don't care.
I'll do it. I'll do it next week. I'll do it next week. I'll do it next year. I'll do it. Yeah. Is it New Year's yet? Oh, it's February. I got time. I got time.
Yeah, I just, every time I was, you know, it finally came down to where I had 6 months. And people, you know, Jeff, you gotta get that Eagle Scout done. Have you been working on that project lately?
Yeah, is that what everyone you talk to sounds like?
Yeah.
People from Idaho with that accent?
That's what people sound like.
That's your Idaho, huh?
Yep, that's Idaho, folks.
I am 19, so I think I argue for the sake of my generation when I say that not everybody's a total piece of shit, but most of them are.
I would be willing to bet. Now, this is just a biased opinion based entirely off of the high schoolers and everybody that I've worked for, and I just want everybody to know that I've probably employed thousands of people. Because of how many people have worked for me at any given job, I've ran 3 different The Works restaurants, I've ran a Quiznos, and now I've ran this one. So 4 different The Works restaurants in 4 different locations at varying different types of sales. Okay. So I've employed tons and tons of people.
Some of those stores were super busy stores.
Yeah, so
okay.
I would be willing to bet that 96% of teenagers are pieces of shit. I could look back in my mind and literally see every single high school employee that I thought was a decent worker.
I need a list.
A list? Like, yeah, their names?
Not their names, but just like how many? Like 5, 7?
5.
5?
Yeah.
Nice.
I mean, I literally wish that I could go to a high school and just
walk down the hall
out of every fucking
hitting
kid.
Everyone.
Yeah. And just tell them to pull their head out of their ass.
Pantsing.
No, not pantsing them. Like, I'm not trying to be a bully.
Trash cans.
I'm just punching them in the face and telling them to pull their head out of their ass.
I'm not trying to be a bully. I'm just punching them in the face.
Yes. I'm not going to trash can them or stuff them in a locker or give them wedgies. That's horseshit. I'm going to fucking punch you in the face and tell you to pull your head out of your ass for all of their future employees. Or employers, sorry. Employers. All their future employers would probably come back and high-five me and be like, he was the best employee we ever had.
The best around?
No.
My point still holds. I think they're all going to just become, you know, criminals. That's the they're going
to... I don't think they're all going to become criminals. I know that there are decent high school kids out there.
What about accidentally become criminals? Because that's sort of my issue I wanted to talk about this week, is engineering criminals.
Okay.
Everyone's a criminal, Jeff.
Okay.
Ready for this?
Yep.
Everyone. You're a criminal.
You.
Yeah.
You.
Just, I...
You. How am I a criminal?
Y'all ready for this? You're a thought criminal. You've thought some bad stuff before.
I've never thought anything bad.
Never?
Never.
No?
Nope.
You're not sexist on a bad day? Come on.
I just want to hear. I just.
Have you ever smoked a weed?
No.
Did you drink before you were 21?
No.
Stop. This is real.
You want me to answer this for real?
I need you
to play
the game.
Let's start from scratch.
Start from scratch. Are you a douchebag?
No.
Well, you're failing already. That was an answer.
Ask me the real question. Don't be a douche.
Did you ever drink before you were 21?
No.
Okay.
Yes. Yes, I have. I drank probably twice before I was 21.
You should be in jail forever.
Okay, what's
prison
next?
Prison for life.
What's next?
Did you ever smoke a weed before the year 2017?
I think what you mean is how I ever smoked weed, not a weed.
Just one marijuana is all it takes.
Stop saying it like that. You sound like an asshole. Yes, I've smoked weed.
Okay.
Lots of it.
Criminal.
Yeah.
You're fucking
tricky. What other questions you got for me?
Oh, those are the important ones.
That's it? That's all you brought?
The point
I thought this was a thing.
The point I'm making here is that everyone's a criminal because these stupid little things are fucking illegal.
There's people that don't do that.
Yeah, but they drive without a license. Or maybe a 17-year-old girl sends a picture of her tits to her 16 or 17-year-old boyfriend, and now they're distributing child porn. Everyone's a criminal in this society we live in.
Okay, riddle me this.
Yep.
Certain redhead that worked at The Works.
Okay, listen.
Go.
She's so LDS. It doesn't apply to...
You said everyone.
She's in a cult. A cult
you
is...
You said everyone.
She is in what is recognized by the FBI as a cult.
It is not a cult.
It is recognized as a cult.
How is it recognized as a cult?
Because it has all of the FBI's criteria for a cult. The nail in the coffin is that there is a living leader of the organization.
That's a cult?
Yeah, if there's one dude that's like,
yeah, but they don't.
Y'all do all this, though. Every day, y'all all get ready to be doing this, and we're going to be doing that forever. That's the president of the church. That is what the president of the church sounds like.
The prophet, sorry. That's not how it works.
But that makes it a cult. So that makes it a crime.
No, it's just like, the presidency of the United States.
No.
Yes, it is.
Then America's a cult.
100%.
No, we elected.
He has.
No, we elected the Cheeto Man. I love him. He's the God Emperor, but we elected him.
It's kind of the same way. They don't just pull a number out of their ass.
Yeah, he's God elected him.
No, that's not how it works.
Okay.
There's 12 apostles, and then 70, the Quorum of the 70. That's what they're called. I don't know why. That's just it. So there's the Quorum of the 70. Those are the leaders of the church.
Sounds like a Star Trek character.
Those are the leaders of the church. And then there's three dudes, the prophet, the first counselor, and the second counselor, that all coagulate to talk.
Coagulate?
Yeah, coagulate. I don't know where I heard that. Please define coagulate. I don't even know.
I think you're thinking of congregate.
No. No, that's not the word I'm looking for.
Coagulation is what happens when blood, like, clots.
Yeah, that works.
They're clotting together.
Yeah, they clot together.
Sure, what the fuck ever.
I'm owning it. Okay. They coagulate.
They coagulate. So, my only point to all of this is that, like, so much is just a crime for no reason in this country. Everything's a crime. Which means everyone's a criminal.
Okay, so everybody should serve life in prison?
Yeah, everybody should go to jail.
I mean, it sounds like a vacation compared to real life.
Compared to food service.
Yeah. Do you have people bitching at you and talking down at you? And calling you to tell you that you didn't do a good service because you didn't cut a sandwich in half? Fuck you, lady. I hope you're listening to this somehow. And I hope you have fucking ulcers. I don't know.
Ulcers?
Yeah.
Holes in the stomach?
I thought it was too bad to say cancer. So I went with ulcers. It was the first plague I can think of somebody. I hope she gets cold sores on her face once a month. How about that?
That's herpes?
Yeah. On her face. Once a month.
How did she get those herpes, Jeff?
I don't care.
Blowjobs?
Probably.
Sucking a bag of dicks, perhaps?
Yes. Whole bag? A whole bag.
The whole thing.
Yeah. She looked like a whore. Now,
I hope that we digress back to this. But I'm trying to make a point here, which is just that...
She's a criminal.
Yeah, she is. she is. She fucking... Okay. She's a criminal, too. Everyone is, man. But I think that we engineer criminals. We create a society full of wrongdoers so that there are good doers, like that girl that used to work with us, that redhead girl. I'm going to call her Molly. Molly Mormon.
I like it.
That girl is the perfect little goody-two-shoes.
But there's tons of them. Go to Utah. It's fucking everywhere. Yeah.
Oh man, bomb that place, ISIS. If you have to bomb somewhere, you gotta take out the place that doesn't make R-rated movies. Because that's what we need in the world, is more R-rated movies.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
We need R-rated movies, we need sex and drugs and alcohol to all be legal and encouraged. And they're holding that back.
But you can't just legalize everything.
Why not?
Because then it would just be fucking chaos.
That's the point of my argument here, is I think we should legalize everything. I'm fed up of things being... Like, why not? Everything should be legal.
I don't think petty bullshit should be illegal.
Where do you draw the line? That's what we're going to talk about, is where you draw the line on that. What?
Here's where I'm going to draw the line. Everything besides act of violence toward another person. Boom. Any kind of act of violence.
Okay.
That's where the line should be drawn. Because those people did a shitty thing to someone else. It's not... If you want to go do heroin all fucking day and ruin your life...
You're just doing a bad thing to you.
That's you. That's on you, man.
Cool, I agree with you on that.
Okay, so that's where I would draw the line.
Very libertarian there with these principles.
Shut up.
No, because the libertarian, like, mantra, the words...
Don't feed me this crap.
...basically are that I have the right to do whatever I want as long as it does not infect or infringe upon the rights of others to do whatever they want. It's this complete system of individuality. It's not fair that I can't drink alcohol at my house, for instance, and someone else, like, at the same time, some 16-year-old that has no business being on the roads can fucking drive a giant machine made of metal that goes at hundreds of miles an hour can just do that. Can just is allowed to control that device. But I can't drink at my house before going to bed because that's a crime. Because I could hurt someone on accident. I could accidentally kill somebody drinking that alcohol at my house before going to bed.
I don't think it's necessarily the fact that it's dangerous that's why it's illegal. It's just that...
Why? Why do you think it's illegal for under 21-year-olds to drink alcohol in their... Now, we live in Nevada where there is a residency clause, so you can drink in your own residence.
I
can drink in my house.
I think that it's more...
Most places don't have that.
Trying to think of the way to say it. I think that it's more, the mental maturity of people.
What, because you think?
I think people go through a pretty major maturity thing between the ages of 20 to 21. Or not 20 to 21, 19 to 21. I 100% believe that you will be an entirely different person in 2 years. Entirely different.
Yeah, because I'm gonna be drunker the time.
I look back at my life and the decisions that I made and the things that I think are really stupid now, and a lot of it was just because I was young and dumb. Like that, there's a reason people say young and dumb, because you just don't know what's out there. You don't know what.
Forgot the full of cum part.
I don't.
My favorite part of that phrase.
No, it's just young and dumb.
The point is, I mean,
that does go for males.
There's a lot of things that are illegal that shouldn't be. There's a lot of things that are legal that shouldn't be. I think about it for a second, all right? It's illegal to smoke a joint in your yard right now. That's illegal. Even in Nevada, where it's legalized, 21 and older, you can smoke weed, whatever, who cares? But in the county we live in, and the laws that are set up in the state, you can't go outside and smoke a joint on your own property. We live in an area where it's not a congestion of houses. You're not going to get the neighbor's kids high if you smoke on your porch.
Yeah.
Because you've got 3 fucking acres around you at all times. But you can wear fucking socks or sandals, or you can pay for Adam Sandler movies. Those are legal. Those are worse decisions than smoking weed.
Adam Sandler movies. Nobody pays for Adam Sandler's movies anymore. He's on Netflix.
Yeah, they're on Netflix. Because people started to realize, hey, we should make a law out of this. We should illegalize this. This is bad for our kids.
Okay, that's a huge stretch.
Fucking, have you seen Pixels? Because it's making children actually retarded, I think.
I've never seen that one. It looks stupid.
I've got a friend who was like 17 or 18. He was impressionable when Pixels came out. He was like 15, right? He fucking thinks that's what video games are. And now he, plays games all the time. He's like, oh, I'm so retro. He's, playing Pac-Man and shit. He was texting me 3 fucking days ago about playing Tetris like it was this new game that no one's ever played before. And I swear, dude, Pixels gave a wave of people brain damage.
I never saw it. I thought the do-over was funny. I never saw the Ridiculous 6.
The do-over wasn't bad. You can pull shit. I like that
you Have you seen The Cobbler?
Yeah, that was
a good movie.
It was a weird angle. Adam Sandler was barely in it.
What else do you want?
Adam Sandler in his own fucking movie, not a bunch of other people in shoes.
He was in the movie most of the time.
Not enough. And he did that stupid voice, that accent thing. I like when Adam Sandler doesn't use stupid voices.
I'm trying to think of a movie that he did that he didn't do stupid voices.
The Do-Over. That was just him talking as himself. That's the one with the blonde guy, right? But he still makes stupid voices.
Yes, David Spade is in there.
I like to keep a condom in my wallet and an umbrella in my trunk because you never know when you're going to need to fuck in the rain. That movie is sold based on that quote. But Adam Sandler doesn't create content like that. He makes Jack and Jill.
But I mean, if you look at it from the same point of view that you do, he's already passed that threshold of creativity. You talk about it all the time. There's a
10-year, I believe that there's...
What is it, 25 to 35?
Yeah, between the ages of 25 to 35, you can be productive at something, or good at something, you know?
And he's pushing 50, and he still writes movies. I mean, okay, yes, Adam Sandler is the sequel that we all never wanted, because he keeps making movies, and he should have just retired when he was still funny, and everybody would have looked back and remembered him as just being this really funny guy. But he just keeps making movies.
So when did that happen to you?
And just, what?
Because, you know, the Do-Over,
it wasn't bad. And I like The Cobbler.
So when do you think he stopped being good?
You know, honestly, I don't watch his movies because I love Adam Sandler.
You don't want to, ruin that?
I remember when Happy Gilmore came out. I remember watching Billy Madison as a kid. I remember
SNL was great. Madison was great.
I have Adam Sandler's Best of SNL. I have that DVD. And it's amazing. That and Chris Farley.
Eight Crazy Nights.
It's amazing.
Click. Click was good.
Click was amazing. That Plus it had Kate Beckinsale. Kate Beckinsale is smirking.
She's the hottest.
Bedtime Stories was pretty good, though. I actually...
Bedtime Stories was weird, though. That's when I felt like... Considering
I have kids, like, I kind of have to relate to some shows. But it's great that
these... Have you seen Just Go With It?
Yes.
I liked that
a lot. I liked it, too. Jennifer Aniston. Also smoking hot.
So hot.
Have you seen Blended?
Is that the one where the two families, like...
Yeah, Blended is 51st Dates, too.
Oh, because it's got the...
Same characters.
Guess I can't say the bitch from that, but it's got the chick from that movie, 51st Dates. I can't think of her name right now.
I can't think of it either.
She's like an actress, but looks like a country singer. I don't know. I was just, wow, what's her fucking name? She's in the show that I was watching, Santa Clarita Diet. Fuck.
It's like right on the tip of my tongue, but I keep thinking Kate.
No, it's not Kate.
Drew Barrymore.
Drew Barrymore. That was
close. Kate kind of sounds like nothing.
Kate just sounds... I still think that Adam Sandler movies should hold a higher court penalty than smoking weed. That's just my opinion.
I mean, Adam Sandler movies is still another, they're just doing bad to you, unless you make someone else watch them.
Guilty. So, I mean, I guess that's a good place to land on that topic, is just that I think more things...
I agree that if they drew the line at physical violence toward another person of any kind... That's fine. If you want to ruin your life with meth,
But what if you're punching a Nazi? Then it's justified, right?
No, it's not justified. It's physical violence for another person. That's fucking stupid.
If you're going to be racist, I can punch you. That's what they told me.
No, you don't have any... I mean, actually, you do have every right to punch me. But I also...
No, that's a crime. That's assault and battery. And there should be a hard
line. You'd get punished for it. But you still can. You have the freedom to do it.
I was... Oh, dude, this fucking lady was posting on Facebook the other day in this local community that we're pretty close to. I joined one of their community groups to troll them because it's funny to fuck with adults, whatever. And this lady's talking about how, like, she saw dogs that were walking around, like, without an owner, and she was walking her dog. And she's like, oh, these people can't have their dogs out while I'm walking my dog. I'll mace them next time. It's like, fucking lady, chill.
Jesus.
That's... I don't care about dogs, fuck animals, but that's like personal property. Yeah. Like, you can't just destruct someone's property.
The dog?
If I take fucking spray paint and I put it on your car, like, fucking, you're gonna be upset at me.
Yeah.
You can't spray paint someone's, or fucking mace someone's dog.
That's crazy.
That was her threat. And then I commented on it. I was like, would you like it if I came to your house and maced your private property? And then I was trying to get the dig at, like, all dogs aren't family members, because I thought she'd be one of those people, right?
Yeah.
But it's just like, oh, you're not being an adult, you're so immature, and it's like, that's weird, because that's something, that's everybody's fucking buzzword, right? Immature, you're so immature.
Yeah.
Oh, you're immature.
And racist.
You're just immature, you're so immature. You don't understand, because you're immature. I guess I get that more than you, because I'm 19.
Oh, I got it a lot when I was a kid, and I still get it a lot as an adult, because I'm kind of a zany dude, and I like to fuck around and joke around. Yeah. So people tell me all the time I'm immature, and it's like,
so what if you
bitch.
Have a few cans and dance in the living room?
Yeah, I don't really do that, but I guess if that's where you're going.
That's where I'm going.
You know, I just fucking, when teenagers fucking call me immature or tell me that I'm childish, I just want to stab them in their fucking throats. Because they have no fucking idea what the world is like. I'm just keep going on teenagers, man.
Yeah, you're not a big fan of them.
I'm not. I've ran businesses way too long to think that teenagers are worthwhile.
Okay.
No offense to you.
Go back to high school words. Yeah, go back to that old high schoolers term, because I'm a teenager.
Okay, but there's a dime a dozen, you know. There's one in a million. There's people that are actually worthwhile. But for the most part, it's just... They're fucking idiots.
I agree.
All of them.
It makes dating really hard. Because talking to girls mostly means one-word replies, lack of conversation. They completely expect you to be fully invested in them instead of anything else. It's shitty. Dating sucks when you're a teenager because you can only really date other teenagers. Like, I can't date a 27-year-old. That's weird. Yeah. Like, how is that gonna happen? You know?
Yeah, I get what you're saying.
But, like, because I'm 19, people go, oh, you're a kid. And it's like, but, like, they're kids, though. Like, look at them. They're worse. Dogs barking in the background, Jeff.
I don't know what's going on.
Look what you've done. If the podcast cuts off right now, it's because we've been home intruded.
Yeah, so if you never hear this...
The studio's been broken into.
If you never hear this, we're probably dead.
Yeah, actually, What it is our studio is this this fully mobile trailer that we're keeping next to a dog kennel, you know? And
yeah, that works. Yeah.
Not that Jeff let the dogs outside around the studio during a podcast, because he would never do that. That would be irresponsible for the recording.
Yeah, that's true. But I'm an asshole, so you never know.
That's exactly what happened. Yeah. Oh, shit. Hold on. This is hilarious. I might have a Tinder date here right now.
Yeah, because I thought I heard somebody on the porch, like, walking. That's...
Okay.
That's why I took it off my ear. I'm just like,
okay. Let me... We'll be right back.
If you guys enjoyed this episode of Antisocial Engineering, check out our Patreon. Subscribe to the ASE Facebook and tell your mom about us. You know you want to. So be antisocial, but come join the party at www.patreon.com/antisocialengineering.
Hey everybody, check out the brains behind the music of Antisocial Engineering. My main man, Ryan Medina. You can catch him at www.soundcloud.com/Ryan-Medina-1.
And we're back.
What up?
How'd you like those ads? Real sexy, right?
Very sexy.
We played ads for you.
The guy who says those sounds real great.
Yeah, I don't agree. I think we need to hire new ad readers.
I think we do need to get new ads.
We need to make new ads, right?
Yeah, we haven't done it in a while.
Maybe we'll look into that. We'll make some satire ads.
Yeah, we need something. We need to get something rolling.
But, I mean, that we've covered everything I want to talk about today, which is just I've been upset at stuff I've read lately and stuff I've watched on TV, where it's just like people are shitty about what is and what isn't legal. It's the victimless crimes that bother me, man. It's smoking weed, drinking alcohol. As long as it's victimless, you know? Downloading Game of Thrones. None of those hurt anyone. It's the crimes that are committed because of criminals that make them a problem.
Yeah, but you're also kind of looking into crimes that nobody really gives a shit about.
They give more of a shit about them than they should.
I mean, downloading Game of Thrones?
Dude, people got fucking busted hard.
Really?
Yeah, for months ago when Game of Thrones was in season. People who host stuff like that get fucking attacked.
Damn.
Piracy, like, it's not a big deal, you know? And, like, people who download the stuff don't get hit a lot, but people who upload it, like, the people who go out of their way, like, hey, I bought this thing, I'm going to share it with my friends.
Yeah.
It's basically the internet equivalency. It's the Free Information Act, like, equivalency of me on my phone showing you my HBO Go. But I'm doing it online. I'm just like, here, you guys go. Like, here's the view key, you know? And, like, being able to do that shouldn't be
online. Thousands of people...
It doesn't matter. They make enough fucking
money. Oh, I agree.
They make so much fucking money.
I completely
agree.
Are you kidding
me?
But
they could feed all the poor people in this
country.
You
also have to think that if everybody was just going to download it, nobody would ever buy it.
One person would have to buy it. And then you make that one charge fucking $700,000.
But nobody would ever buy it.
Someone would. That's the thing.
No.
Yeah, eventually. I mean,
no one's
going to
buy...
Piracy doesn't actually do anything to the industry. Artists that have...
I agree.
It's because merchant.
I agree, but
if you legalize it, because piracy broadens a fan base. Everybody wants something free. People will try free things.
But
that's why
if
podcasts
you
are free.
Legalize it to where anybody can download it, there would never be any more movies. Because everybody would just download it, and nobody would buy it. Nobody's going to spend $70,000 on a stupid movie.
No, but what they're going to do is spend $25 fucking dollars at GameStop on a hat that says Game of Thrones on it. Or fucking... $25 on a Rick and Morty doll. The problem isn't that they're not getting enough. They get plenty of fucking buys on iTunes. They don't need that.
You're right, but
their fans go out and they buy merchandise. I've got Gambino shit lining my walls. Do you think I've ever fucking... I've bought two of his albums because I love Childish Gambino. I haven't bought every one of his songs. I pirated his entire discography to get into him in the first place.
Yeah.
And I pirated his stand-up comedy special before it was on Netflix. And I pirated Community before I had Hulu access. I pirated all of that shit. And I became such a big fan that I've spent probably fucking $300 on him so far.
On CDs?
No, and on the two CDs, on the three hoodies I used to have, on a beanie, on some fucking cardigan.
Cardigans. I'm at $150 tops. Three cardigans?
Yeah, do you know how much a cardigan costs? Fucking
who has a fucking $80. Childish Gambino cardigan?
Childish Gambino wears these, like, grandmother cardigans, and they were cool.
Feel like you're throwing that word around pretty fast and loose.
Holy shit, hold on.
No one cares. Anyways, but still,
it's merchandising that drives these franchises, and it's not fucking download purchases or movie tickets.
You know who still gets some of it?
Who gets the movie tickets? Like, you know who gets the money from that? Not the theaters, not the fucking actors, not the people making the movies. Like, the fucking studio gets them to put into more shitty movies. Like, every time someone buys HBO Go, what happens is another episode of Girls gets made.
But like you said, it goes into the studios to make more content. So all
not more of that thing you like.
They just wipe it out. You're just talking about...
No way. I think merchandising is heavy enough. It would also be a good way to show who's interested.
But they don't always have the rights to the merchandising.
Everyone always has rights. What do you mean?
Like, they might not have the rights to the merchandising. The company itself, you know, Star Wars. What is that guy's name?
George Lucas.
Lucas Films.
Uh-huh.
That money probably goes to him because he owns all that shit.
None of that does.
Not anymore.
Disney. Okay, yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying. You know who does get fucking money from that, though? Toys that are bought through Mattel on the Mattel line go right to Lucasfilms. So George Lucas does get that money for the thing he created. That's the only money he gets. He doesn't get money when people see theater movies. He doesn't get money when people...
But it goes into the studios that make those movies. They have to spend... They have to have a budget somehow.
Yeah, it goes into the studio. You know what that tells you, though? That tells you that, yeah, we're going to make more movies.
That employs people.
It doesn't help you with the content you're trying to support. It's all I'm arguing is that purchasing Game of Thrones is not why Game of Thrones is on. Purchasing those sweatshirts, people are like, oh, that's a Game of Thrones merchandise. We should make more Game of Thrones. You know what happened? Yeah. Nobody's ever bought any merchandise from Girls. Or Silicon Valley, or fucking Westworld's great. But, like, there's no proof that anybody likes that show.
Nobody's heard of it.
It's just great. HBO gets all this fucking money, and they're like, yeah, we're going to waste it on this. What if they made, like, a fucking $75,000 fucking opening sequence to Westworld, which it looks like they fucking did.
Yeah.
And then they don't spend that money somewhere in Game of Thrones where the fans wanted that money to go. That's the thing. Like, I just think it's fucked up to have all these pay-for streaming sites where, like, they get all this money and they go, oh, I'm going to reinvest into this product, when it's not necessarily the product we're after. Game of Thrones would definitely not end...
But Game of Thrones would have never started if somebody didn't do that with another film or another TV show.
It was... Fuck.
A studio paid for that shit to get made.
Yeah.
And it didn't always just rely on its own. Because things have to start, and they need money to do it. And every top franchising movie that's ever fucking came out started with an idea and some dude asking for money.
Go check out our Patreon at patreon.com. No, I'm kidding.
I'm so lost at what you're doing with it.
Oh, yeah, well, everybody needs money.
Everybody needs money.
So if you guys ever want to head up to Patreon, go ahead and check that out. It'll help with all the projects we have in the pipeline, but...
Riley will send you a dick pic.
Yep. Not guaranteeing it's my dick, but it might be Jeff's dick. Or...
I don't know where you'd be getting that picture from. Anyway...
I know your wife.
Anyway...
I'll have her take pictures.
Sounds kinky.
Okay, anyway. Aside from all of that... This week, a couple updates before we go... Which is that we are back in full swing. We'll be doing this every week. We've got a studio now set up. This podcast felt like the first time we've just sat down and had a conversation.
Yeah.
And it was great. We've got a studio mixer. We've got our laptops going on. Mic stands. Pop filters. three
dogs barking,
three microphones, tons of fucking background bullshit noise again. There's nothing you can do to stop that, though. Unless you're like this podcaster, Dick Masterson, who lives in a, you know, a basement cellar underneath Los Angeles. He lives in a mountain, and I'm sure that room has no windows and no dogs outside.
Yeah, and probably insulated to fuck, which this house is not insulated.
We're also going to be looking at getting more soundproofing equipment. Mm-hmm. We've only got one of those soundproofing moving blankets. But we have several panels of the wall that are being used by the soundproofing foam.
So hopefully the audio quality just gets better.
Hopefully it just gets better and better. I do want to say, if any of you guys haven't heard of Calls of Mass Confusion, if that's not the overlap that you're here for, check that out. It's a YouTube prank show. Imagine pranky anchors, but not fucking gay. So it's a live-action, candid camera prank call show where they set these people up and just see how they react to stuff.
And Riley happened to be on it last week.
But that won't be that won't actually show up for another, like, 9 months?
Seriously?
10 months? Dude, the show's in production right now. It's a highly produced, like, television show almost, but on the internet. Yeah, he's working on the second season. That might have been a little spoiler. Given that, I'll plug that show a couple times throughout the next couple months. I'll give some updates on that.
Aw.
Yeah.
I want a guest star.
I'll see if I can bring you in.
It's already hard enough to get time away from my wife and kids to do this.
Right? Imagine when we have a TV show.
Yeah.
Someday. But, so we have a lot we're working on, and this podcast is just one of the many things that we're going to be doing. But hopefully, we're going to be able to do this every week. We're going to throw away all the gimmicks and the angles. We're just going to be two guys who just talk about our week, talk about our day. If we and debate
talk
something,
about life.
It's something that just came up or whatever. It's not going to be a debate show. We're not trying to make the best debate in the universe or something like that, you know?
Yeah.
And when we talk about topics, we're not going to be focusing on those topics. The show's about us. So I hope you guys like us. Because this is Antisocial Engineering, the show about Jeff and the show about Riley. And
talking about the bullshit we deal with on a daily basis.
Everything we do every day is bullshit. So we'll bring you more of that bullshit next week.
Thanks, guys.
And I'm going to take us out today with a new song by a good friend of mine. I'll link to the SoundCloud in the description.
Good luck out there.
If all you had to offer was friendship, like, who would still be around? Real situations expose fake people, so sometimes it takes getting down to life to find who's really down. You see, people pretend well when their souls are for sale. And sometimes it's the ones you love the most that mostly want to see you fail. That's real.
They love to say they fucking with me when I walk in the dough. But when I turn around, they tell their friends that I'll never blow. They say I'm just another stupid nigga chasing some ghosts. Well, you have, right? The difference is I'm making them all. Yeah, just look at the others. Look at my competition. These bitches know that I'm better, man. I deserve recognition. I mean, this shit ain't a race, but you can tell that I'm winning. My music has better taste. Yo, shit more sour than lemons. And I ain't never gotta fake it. I came straight out the mud. And that's word to Kevin Gates, like shit, I'm trying to come up. Gotta work for what I got. I grind to I see the sun. With the way I'm dodging pigs, you think that I'm on the run. But I ain't never catch a body, nah, I never catch a case. Never lie, you fucking up, I tell you straight up to your face. If I was fucking up, you wouldn't help at all. You a snake, I keep it 100, but all you do is fake. Little nigga, keep it real. See the snakes, but I never got a fake. Little nigga, keep it real. Never play, better get up out the way, cause I'm trying to sign a deal. Don't hate, that's the way the game is played. Give a fuck how you feel. I said, nigga, keep it real. Listen. Hip-hop is barely alive, but I'm the surgeon. The microphone's my scalpel, now it's time to put the work in. I'm trying to rejuvenate to give the game a purpose. Have these fucking mumble rappers out here looking worthless. You see my etiquette, you know I'm excellent. Yes, I'm better, yes, I'm meta. Yes, I be getting them wetter than a man's. What's the plan? She be fucking with the clan. She know that in a couple years I'll have like millions of fans. But I ain't worried about a woman shit. I'm trying to focus on myself. Relationships are subsequential to your mental health. So before you worry about a bitch or all your wealth, you better make sure that you try to focus on yourself. That's just a word from the wise. Don't need to take my advice. Just realize that I ain't feeding you lies. Rap pack with the flow, I keep it real all the time. So believe me when I'm saying that you might as well try to keep it real. See the snakes, but I never got a fake. Little nigga, keep it real. Never play, better get up out the way, cause I'm trying to sign a deal. don't hate, that's the way the game is played. Give a fuck how you feel. I said, nigga, keep it real.